Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Looking at this COVID-19 resurgence, the so-called second wave, and the idea that this area, including the Northeast, has been through one spike, and it looks like here we go again.
We're well into a second wave here. Most of the rest of the country really never got out of the first wave. A lot of them are in the third. But here, Skidmore College announced yesterday that they're going to forego in-person classes for the rest of the semester, which ends Friday, and that's pretty much happening across the state. As the cases continue to rise here, thousands of local college students are going to be leaving town, and there's concern on a lot of campuses that they could take the coronavirus with them. The governor's office has agreed to supply about 93,000 rapid test kits that were distributed to private institutions across the state to help them with their own exit testing. According to the Commission of Independent Colleges and Universities, some of the tests are going to be used to supplement existing testing capacity at universities and colleges. And for some institutions, it's the only testing they're going to have. The private schools have done pretty well keeping their rate of COVID down, but they're starting to see spikes now, too, as the virus returns. And they're hoping that they can stop the spread so that when kids get home, it doesn't cause outbreaks in their hometowns. The coronavirus yesterday was also on the minds of grade school educators. Albany County announced it's going to partner with Whitney M. Young Jr.'s Health Center to provide rapid and laboratory-based testing for school students. One of the problems that schools have had since the return of classes in the spring is if a student has a cold or something else that mimics the symptoms of the coronavirus, or they have the coronavirus, they have to leave school immediately. And they can't return until they either get proof from a doctor that they're not sick or, you know, go basically quarantine for the 14 days. So now what's going to happen is schools will sign kids up for the rapid tests, and as soon as those results come back, those kids can go back to school.
Well, we all hope this will go back to normal at some point. We've been speaking with Mike Goodwin. He's the city editor for the Albany Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, we'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
That's great. Thanks, Dave.